Welcome to How to Teach a Language, a workshop for one-on-one language teachers podcast. This is a podcast for those of you who teach a language one-on-one, in person, or using one of those platforms that enable you to teach online. In this podcast, I'm going to help you become an informed, reflective, and effective language teacher by sharing with you how to teach a language based on my knowledge from the studies and literature from the field of second language acquisition, the field that studies every aspect of how we learn a language, and also from my own experience as a language instructor and as a language learner myself. So let's get started. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of our podcast, How to Teach a Language. I am Joel Zárate, and thank you for joining me on a new episode. It is, like always, a pleasure to share with you a new episode and share with you my knowledge about how we learn languages based on what I know from the research, the studies, and the literature in the field of second language acquisition. In this episode, I am going to go over the input hypothesis. If this is the first episode that you are listening to, I suggest you listen to episode 4, the episode that talks about comprehensible input. And I also suggest that you listen to episode 5, where I talk about the zone of proximal development. If you listen to those episodes before you listen to this episode on the input hypothesis, I think that you will get the most out of listening to this episode. That will serve a little bit like a foundation for you to understand more from this episode that I'll talk about today. All right, so in this episode, I'm going to talk about the input hypothesis. And the input hypothesis is a hypothesis that Dr. Stephen Krashen, Professor Stephen Krashen at the University of Southern California, proposed as part of a model that he called the monitor model. And this model, the monitor model, consisted of 5 hypotheses, and one of those hypotheses was the input hypothesis. All right, so as I explained on the episode about comprehensible input, Professor Krashen argued that for learners to be able to develop the subconscious command of a language and make progress in their ability to grow their subconscious command of a language, they must receive comprehensible input. Professor Krashen indicated that for students to be able to make progress, we as language teachers need to provide them with plenty of comprehensible input that includes new language or a little bit of new information that they receive and that is able to help them to keep learning new language and also improve by getting the comprehensible input and by getting this extra portion of information that would always be new for the students. In other words, what he suggested, what he pointed out is that we need to use what the students have learned and have internalized already in their language knowledge, and use all that as the main source for comprehensible input. And at the same time, when we are interacting with students, when we are talking to them, we need to give them a little bit of extra new language that can help them reach the next level within their zone of proximal development. So the way that Professor Krashen explained this hypothesis was by saying that to be able to help students develop their command, their subconscious command of a language, we need to give them comprehensible input that contains the language that they already possess, plus a little bit of new information. So the way he looked at that was to represent the knowledge that students possess with the letter I. So I represents what students know, the command of the language that students possess. So according to Professor Krashen, to help students to be able to continue to grow their second language, we need to give them a little bit of new language that the student is able to understand through the comprehensible input. He called this extra stuff, this extra language, as the plus one. So, in essence, what Professor Stephen Krashen said was that to learn a language, we need to get I plus one through the comprehensible input that we get from our teacher or from our environment. For him, this is the formula that represents being able to develop the subconscious command of a language, the input plus one, or I plus one. Now, let's think about what that means to us as language teachers. If we need to give I plus one to our students to help them to learn a new language, how do you think we could do that? How do we do that? How did you do that? How do you know exactly what your students know? And how can you decide what is that plus one, that extra little bit of information that you need to give them that is still within their zone of proximal development? So that's the challenge and the questions for us. How can we do that? And as a side note, this is actually a criticism that Professor Krashen received in regard to this hypothesis. Other scholars argued that it is very difficult to determine what I represents and how much the plus one represents as well. How can you know what the student actually knows, and how can you decide based on that what the plus one is? The scholars that debated this position from Professor Krashen argued that it is very difficult to know what a student knows and how much the plus one represents. Nonetheless, this concept has actually been very important in our understanding on how languages are learned. Now, let's talk about this in practical terms. Let's talk about when you are actually teaching someone and what this means to you as a language teacher. As I mentioned on the episode about the zone of proximal development, if you have a beginner who doesn't know anything about the language, if you're teaching a complete beginner, I think that you can definitely have a pretty good idea about what your student knows. You will be able to manage what you are teaching to your student. And I think that because of that, you have more control and you can be more effective when you decide what you are going to be using to talk to your student and how you're going to be able to also offer a little bit of new language so that they can go through this process of getting input plus one. Now, with beginners, I always like to start by giving them vocabulary, and then I use that vocabulary in conversation so that they can hear me communicate with them and they can receive lots of comprehensible input. It is also very important to teach them in a communicative context. And if you want to, you can also give them short mini grammar lessons at the beginning of the conversation so that they can feel comfortable about the grammar content of your communicative lesson. Very soon, I am going to share lessons in different languages for beginners to give you some perspective and see what you think about those lessons and see how those can help you to think about teaching beginners and how you can become a better language instructor. For intermediate level students, I think it is better if you prepare your lessons ahead of time and give it to them in advance so that they can take a look at the lesson, for them to be able to take a look at the content, the questions, the activities that you have prepared for them, and they can prepare ahead of time. They can go over that, and then they can double check the words that they don't know, or they can also be able to think about what they want to share during their lesson. I think that's a way for you to be able to level the playing field, because with intermediate students, you never really know exactly what they know. Some students may have a lot of knowledge on one topic, like food or routines, and other students may know more about some other topics. And even though they might be able to speak more comfortably, to be able to provide comprehensible input, I think it's better when you're able to give them the lesson ahead of time so that they can think about the conversation and also be able to look up any words that they don't know, any sentences that they don't know, and that will make them feel more confident and more prepared. So that's something that you can do to help your intermediate level students. And in the future, I am also going to bring activities. I am going to share parts of my lessons with you so that you can see what I do and you can also judge how you can use those or how you could modify those and how those can help you to perhaps create your own strategies, your own lessons, and your own activities. For more advanced students, I think if you write the questions that you're going to ask them, you can give them that, and they can also have time to think about what they want to share. That's a way that you can provide comprehensible input, I think. If you have your plan prepared, the plan is able to bring the students to the level where they will be able to know the main content of the conversation. And at the same time, when you are talking to them, when you are having the conversation with them, then that's when you can add little pieces of new language, a little bit of new language, so that they can grow their vocabulary, they can grow their knowledge, and they can continue to grow their command of the language. All right, I hope that what I share with you today can help you to think about how you can teach your students using comprehensible input and also being able to apply what Professor Stephen Krashen described as the input plus one, meaning how could you provide comprehensible input to your students while at the same time adding new pieces of information, new language, that can help them to grow their knowledge of the language. I hope that you liked this episode. I hope that this episode can also help you become a better language instructor. And thank you for joining me, and thank you for listening to another episode of our podcast. I hope that I can record a new episode very soon and keep sharing what I know about learning languages, keep sharing my experience learning languages so that you can help your students learn the language and that you can be effective and help them to effectively develop their subconscious command of the language. Thank you, everybody, and I'll see you on the next episode of our podcast. All right, that is all for this episode. If you like the podcast, please give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcast, on your iPhone, iPad, or on iTunes. If you are using a different app, and if the app that you are using allows you to rate the podcast, please rate the podcast to help the podcast grow. If you want to explore my other podcast, you can find the links to my other podcast and my website on the show notes. Thank you for listening to this episode of the podcast, and I hope you enjoyed it. And I'll see you on the next episode. See you later. Adios.